What would you think of a single man who noticed the presence of a never-before-seen young lady and then asked his friend, "Who is this fair maiden?" We might think that she got the gentleman's eye and now he was interested in pursuing a relationship with her. And perhaps that is exactly what we are to think about our man Boaz in the book of Ruth. But don't be deceived, Boaz is a perfect gentleman. We've already been told that Boaz is a worthy man, and that's confirmed for us when we hear Boaz speak for the first time. He leaves the metropolis of Bethlehem to check on his workers on the farm just outside of town, and he greets them by saying, "The Lord be with you." So the author is validating for us that Boaz is truly a man of worth, a man of integrity, a man of the covenant of God. But as he's walking his land, he takes notice of a girl that he's not ever seen before, and he asks the foreman, "Whose girl is this?" The foreman gets Boaz up to speed on the situation, and then Boaz speaks to Ruth for the first time in our text by saying, "Listen to me, my daughter." And listen to what he instructs her to do. She is standing, waiting on permission to glean, and Boaz gives her two instructions, one negative and one positive. The first one is the negative: don't go over to another field. In those days, the poor who would glean in the fields might go from field to field in hopes that one farmer might be more generous than others. But Boaz tells her not to go into other fields. And then comes the positive instruction: stay right here and follow my young women. So hear what Boaz is saying to Ruth: stay in my fields. If you will listen to me and follow my instructions, I can protect you and I can provide for you. But if you don't listen to me, if you don't follow on my instructions, then I cannot guarantee your protection or your provision. But if you listen, you will be satisfied. You will glean more than enough, and you will be taken care of, and you'll no longer have to be in survival mode. Well, doesn't that sound a lot like Jesus? Stay within my reign, follow me, and you will be satisfied. And that's what we want for you, to walk with Jesus day by day. As you pray today, please remember Doug and Diane Lee, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Swahili Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi.